just to return to Jess's question about retinoblastoma. Retinoblastoma is a tumour in the back of the eye. It is caused by inheriting a faulty copy of a gene that stops cells dividing when something goes wrong. And this means that there is a high likelihood that an individual who has this change to their DNA will develop a cancer not just in one eye, but in both eyes, and at a very young age. Now, the problem with treating this treatment, or using this same treatment that we've heard about for the blood cancer on retinoblastoma, as Kat says, you need to find a marker which would single out the cancer cells from healthy tissue. Now, actually, with the present treatment that Kat's been talking about, they didn't do that. What they used is a marker that's present on all kinds of immune cells called B lymphocytes in the body, a subset of which in these patients were the cancerous ones. So actually, they did destroy some healthy cells, some B lymphocytes, in order to get rid of the cancerous B lymphocytes. And these people now no longer have B cells, so they can't make any of their own antibodies. They're going to be dependent on blood transfusions. But there is currently no marker that we know of that we could use specifically for these retinal cells that might be cancerous, which would prevent the immune system from damaging a healthy retinal cell as well. And we don't want to send someone blind unnecessarily. So at this stage, it needs a lot more work, as you say, doesn't it?